Hello, everyone.
Hello, and welcome back.
It's August.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the one long Sunday of summer.
I feel like you and I both had a freak out on August 1st.
We really did. Panicked.
We did. We're like, we haven't been getting done any of the things we want to do.
I literally was like, how is it? I don't have any tan lines.
Oh, yes. And literally you came over. I'm like, come over and sit by the pool.
Now I have a sunburn and I'm proud of it.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I mean, we're at the point where Connor has more of a tan than you do.
So and he is so proud of it.
This is problematic. For you, very rewarding for him.
Every time I come over, he's like, I still look tanner than you. I'm like, rub it in, I told you.
Yeah, this kid is a fish. He's in the pool or on the field all summer.
He
so
really is.
He has more outdoor exposure than you have been having.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
So let's do a little life update.
Life update. All right.
So I'm really excited about something.
Me too.
I feel like we're both working on this, and I'm excited to give a little teaser for both of us.
Yeah, you start us off.
Okay, so we have had so many listeners reach out to us in starting this podcast, talking about just their fears, their worries, their struggles going through, you know, chronic disease, chronic mm-hmm. illness, right? And I know you've been experiencing the same thing too, right,
yep, Room? Absolutely.
And I found myself giving them tips and giving them strategies to kind of help with their mindset.
Yeah.
So many people out there are in such a dark place.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
Me too.
And for me, you know, 10 years ago, I started on the personal development journey, right? Because yep. I was running my own business. Mm-hmm. And when you are in sales, you have to work on your mindset, right?
Yes. I remember when you first started sales and you were like scared and terrified, and now you are brave and bold.
Yes. And that is the power. Thank you, Rome. That is the power of working on your mindset. And it helped me with sales and running my business. But what it helped even more with was me navigating all of my health issues over the years.
Yep.
I have so much to teach people and to help people. And as I engaged with different listeners who were reaching out throughout, you know, our first season, I just kept having this impulse of like, I want to teach more.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was going to feel like. I didn't know what it was going to look like. But what I did know is that people, when they go to look for support, right? Let's say Facebook, for example.
Right.
Facebook can be such a gift with these communities
mm-hmm.
that are specifically geared towards your illness or your disease. You know, there's an achalasia one. There's a gastroparesis
right.
one. You can find literally a Facebook group for anything
yes.
out there.
Yes.
And it's so helpful in the beginning, right, to connect you with people. But then you start to see the darkest side of your disease.
It's only the people who are struggling the most.
Who keep posting, who keep commenting. And then what starts to happen? You start to build up your own fear. You mm-hmm. start to have your mind go to, what if I go there? That's a possibility.
Yeah.
And then you start to spiral.
Yep.
Yes. And you go to such a dark place. And I was talking to one of our listeners, and she was literally just saying that. And I'm like, you know what? I have so much to offer. I am a teacher at heart. I mean, I've been teaching, 20 years, third graders, but I also coached so many different women through running my business these past 10 years.
So including me.
Yeah. So I've been teaching and coaching children and adults. I have so much to teach. So I'm working on launching my very own course for people who are struggling with chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a course where you can come and focus on what you can control. And that is your mindset. Because how often, Room, do we find ourselves feeling out of control, feeling all of these negative emotions bubbling up,
yep.
right? How I have so many tools and ideas to help people
yep.
in the moment to overcome that and move past that. So I'm doing it. I've been working on it this summer, but wait, I've had it on my heart, right? Like, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I'm
you've
going
been talking
to do
about this.
This
for a while.
I've been talking about it like back in February
yeah.
is when I was really kind of like marinating in it and excited. But I just, every time I sat down, I just couldn't get out what I was wanting to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know where to start.
Oh, there's a blockage.
I was having a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
So this leads me to what I've been doing. I've been doing Reiki.
Oh, with our wonderful Reiki master, Deb.
Yes, who happens to live next door to you, Rome, and has also done Reiki on you and Anthony.
Yep, we love her.
So I started going to Reiki in July, actually early July.
Yep.
It has moved energy throughout my body. It has been wildly...
I told you.
just impactful. I had... two sessions with her. First session was insane. I was vibrating for days after. Mm-hmm. In the moment, her hands as she was working above me were like fire.
Yep.
The heat coming through her hands. And then the second time I saw her, she was had her hand on my hip and my knee. Mm-hmm. I see bursts of color. I see all these wild things. I'm having all these tingling sensations. It's really wild. It's like you're in a movie. I had a jolt where I jolted off the table. Yeah. It was insane. And afterwards, Deb and I reflected together and she was like, that was like you releasing some type of block or marrying some type of, I don't know, chakras or something. That was not my specialty. Something happened ever since starting Reiki. I went home. I sat at my laptop. I was like, it's coming. And I just start tippity typing.
Yes.
Sean's like, what are you doing?
The energy was coming out of your fingertips.
I'm like, it's coming out of me. It's finally coming out of me. It's better than a poop. It's my course.
Only Sean would understand why that was really funny. Gosh.
So I have just been on this just real amazing high as I'm mapping it out and I'm going through it. And I'm actually using Tony Robbins and Dean Gracioso use a mastermind platform. So I'm using their platform to like get my business up and running and, you know, the program, the launch page, the website, all of that. But really, I'm just pouring into like what I'm teaching. So stay tuned. I'm so excited about this.
Okay. I love this.
So now here I am. It's like we're so parallel always, right?
What is that?
Because in my mind, coaching people one-on-one is not something I'm looking to do. Like teaching a whole group is really what I feel like I want to do. Mm-hmm. But you, Room, same thing. You have been talking with listeners, mm-hmm. having a lot of one-to-one conversations. And what are you up to?
Yes. So this actually came about probably this spring, I would say, when we had an interview on our podcast and we interviewed someone who I really respect and look up to who also has gastroparesis. And we discovered that we had a connection. We live in the same town. So we have gotten together and through talking with her and meeting with her, I've realized that my path in life is leading me to help people one-on-one with gastroparesis. Mm-hmm. So I as well have been doing some really intense training this summer with Crystal Saltrelli, who if you want to listen to our episode with her, it was episode 25 from season one, and it's called Following Your Inner Compass with Crystal Saltrelli, Living Well with Gastroparesis and Beyond. And Crystal she's really kind of an expert in the field of gastroparesis. She's written Living Well with Gastroparesis, Eating for Gastroparesis. She has an amazing website, which is livingwellwithgastroparesis.com. She has an amazing blog, and she is actually training me in how to be a coach for people with gastroparesis. So I'm almost done with my training,
yay!
And I'm about ready to start taking on clients. So if you are listening to this and you have gastroparesis and you are interested in doing a session with me, you can email us at ivegotgutspodcast@gmail.com and I will set it up.
Yes, this is so exciting.
Which also leads me to, it is August and it is Gastroparesis Awareness Month.
And what color? It's green, right?
Green.
Got to wear our green to show our support.
So I want you to go back and listen to my gastroparesis origin story, which is actually season one, episode 4, Living with Pericarditis and Gastroparesis. And I want you to listen to that shit show.
Literally.
And then hear me make this comment right now. I am living a very full, very happy, very productive life. I am thriving. I am the healthiest I have been in years. Mm-hmm. And it is all because of exactly what you said. I shifted my mindset. Mm-hmm. I stopped focusing on, well, what if I don't follow this diet? And what is going to happen here? And what if I throw up? And what if I'm on the bathroom floor for 3 days? And what if I miss work? And what about this? And what about the pain? I stopped living in that world. And yes. I was like, what if I just live my life?
Like, what if you just try that burger? If you've been following us on social media,
yes.
We did a little post of Room enjoying a big juicy burger this summer, which you never could do before.
No, I also had a salad this summer. Like, come on.
And you didn't poop straight lettuce?
No. And I felt fine. That's the thing. I felt great. And it was like, I didn't have fear surrounding it. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, what's going to, if I eat, because if I was thinking like, what's going to happen if I eat this salad? I'm going to be so sick. Yeah. It's going to sit in me for days. It probably would. But I was like, this is going to go down great. Mm-hmm. Butter lettuce is easy to digest. And Wegmans just came out with hibachi salad dressing. And it's going to be amazing. And you know what? It was freaking glorious.
I bring him back the glorious.
So you are coaching people in group. Mm-hmm. I am focusing on coaching people one-on-one. And if you actually think about it, it's our teaching styles.
It really is.
You teach a huge classroom of third graders.
Yep, general ed.
I teach a self-contained class, and most of my learning happens one-on-one with my kids. So, like, this is totally aligned with...
This is totally aligned to us, and I love it so much. And what I love about what we're both doing is it's grounded in that that same philosophy of... focusing on what you can control.
Yep.
And it's where you put your focus and where you put your attention.
Yeah.
And your mindset is so, so, so important.
It's the most important part of managing a chronic illness, if we're being honest.
It seriously is. And I think you'll find, you know, when you start to shift and work on your mind, that's when things start to get good. But not just like with your physical health. It just starts to bleed
everything
into all aspects of your life, you know?
So well, look at us. Our mindset shifted, and not only were we feeling better, but we were like, let's start a podcast, let's start a business. We're like, we already are teachers. We have full-time, very intense jobs, and we're like, put more on our plate. We're ready for it.
Yes,
like, that's what
yes.
happens when you feel better.
Yes, and I feel, and I know you feel it too, because I could see it in your face, I just feel like this like fire lit inside of me, where I'm like, I'm doing this, I'm bringing it to the masses, we're getting it done. And it was like, we needed summer to birth this.
We did.
We needed time to really, because yes, we are amazing multitaskers, and I feel like we both can prioritize, schedule things, get things done right in our life. But we just needed time and space to really wrap our minds around this next shift.
So for all you out there who say the teachers don't do anything in the summer, here's two who are working real hard in the summer.
Two busy bees over here.
All right. So we got this excitement going on. Yes. Is there anything else in your summer going on?
So I just feel like now that August has hit, we are home. We traveled a lot in July and August. Connor starts football. So he does tackle. So he's got practice every night from 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. And this is, I cannot believe, like I'll say it. I used to talk about the moms who let sports dictate their lives. I'm like, really? You're going to schedule that around a football game or a baseball game? I was so judgy. I was so judgy. Yep. I take it back. Anybody I ever talked about to your face, because I don't talk behind your back, I will tell it to your face.
You would.
I'm sorry, because I get it now. Like Connor loves football so much and he's so excited. He's earning his, you have to like earn your pads and he wants to be quarterback and it brings him so much joy to try and travel or do something or whatever. He'd miss it and it would break his heart. So we do our traveling and our fun stuff in July, and then August we're home and we have our pool and our whole beautiful backyard that we invested so much in. Mm-hmm. So we are home and enjoying the pool and I'm just Uber mom. I'm like in the pool floating. I'm like, oh, time to pick him up from camp. Oh, time to bring him here.
I know Connor's really busy when I text him a picture of when I took him to meet Josh Allen and he didn't respond to me.
I don't even know where his iPad is. I think it's under his bed.
I was like, best memory ever. And I'm like, haven't heard back from him. Connor summer in full effect.
That's so funny. Mom sent a picture to Connor of a bunny lounging in their yard. And mom's like, Connor never responded. I'm like, mom, I don't even know where his iPad is. So. Yeah. Well, what about you, Rome?
Well, as everyone is listening to this, I am taking a, 5-6 hour drive downstate to Mayapac, New York, to visit my best friend, Steph, and meet her new baby son, Jack.
Oh, baby Jack.
And see Axel, her other son. Her husband was off for quite a while, actually, after they had Jack, and now he's going back to work full time, and she's a stay-at-home mom and two kids under, well, Axel just turned 2, so 2-year-old and a baby.
Yes.
She's by herself, so I'm strictly going there to help her manage things for a few days. But I get to see our friend Jamie, too, while I'm down there.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
We were trying to bully Jamie into sleeping over today. We're like, leave your chickens, because she's going to come visit us here. And she's like, I can't leave the chickens. Steph was like, the chickens can take care of themselves. Just sleep over.
She's so funny with these chickens. They're like her baby.
They're so funny. She sends me all the videos on TikTok and like, I know them all by name now. I can name all of her chickens. So
that is too funny. She's a riot. She's a riot. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about movies, TV shows. What do you got going on?
I listened to you and I started watching Sullivan's Crossing.
Okay. And what are you thinking about it?
It's Virgin River, basically, yes, but like different people.
Yeah.
I am a diehard Gilmore Girls fan and Luke is in it. Mm-hmm. So like that in itself for me was like a huge draw, but then Chad Michael Murray's in it.
Yes.
And it is such a good, I know it's so many parallels to Virgin River, but like who doesn't love that lighthearted Hallmarky vibe? That's exactly what I want in the summer.
Yes, and it's right. It's nothing like where you're on the edge of your seat or it's nothing too dark. It's like nice, light. We finished it.
Yeah. See, I haven't finished it yet.
We finished it. You know, Sean, ask him how he feels about
it. He does not approve.
I literally, Room came over and we're sitting by the pool and I don't even know what.
Comes out with his professor glasses on.
He's like reading. All we had to do is bring up Sullivan's Crossing. He went on like a 5-minute dissertation about it. I actually left. I'm like, I'll be right back. I went to put my bathing suit on. I come back. He's still talking about his hate for Sullivan's Crossing.
He had bullet points. He was like, first of all, how many brain surgeons do you know that have their own practice? He's like, that's not a thing. Like, he's really passionate about
this. He's just like over, like analyzing every. It just could not happen in real life. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's really funny though. I'm enjoying the show.
It's a good show.
We also finished Untamed, which is on Netflix, which is about like a ranger in Yellowstone National Park.
Oh.
Who is trying to solve a murder that happens there. Mm. Totally right up my alley. I love shows like that. Mm-hmm. I think we finished it in one day.
Oh my, wow, that's a fast one.
Yeah, we binged it.
I love that.
And now we're watching Blind Spot, which is an oldie.
Oh.
But a goodie.
Blind Spot or Blind Side? Blind Side?
I think it's called Blind Spot, but whatever.
Well,
our producer is telling us otherwise. But it's literally like this girl ends up in Times Square and she's literally covered from head to toe in tattoos. And her tattoos are an escape room.
Okay, I remember this from what year was it? What year was it? Blind Spot, like, you're correct.
2017 to 2020. Wow. Like it was 2015, ooh. 2000. It was older.
I remember seeing coming attractions for it.
And you know, I love escape rooms. We love escape rooms. Yeah. So like every time they unlock a tattoo on her body, it leads to a clue. She doesn't even know who she is. They erased her memory. So like the tattoos are also leading to who she is. It's
That's
crazy.
So fun. And it's good?
It's really good.
Okay.
But you would hate it.
Oh, I would hate it. Then I won't watch
because
it.
Because it's so, like, it's FBI. It's an FBI show.
Yeah, that's too much for
but
me.
But maybe Sean might make you watch it because you owe him after Sullivan's Crossing.
Well, we just started Stick with Owen Wilson. Apple TV, if you're a golfer. And it's so good. I just love Owen Wilson.
I do too.
Every time I see him, and no matter what movie he's in, it takes me back to Wedding Crashers, which is literally my favorite movie of
all
time.
Only movie you can quote.
I literally married someone who quotes movies to me all the time and quotes all things all the time, and I never know what he's talking about. And the only thing I can do is quote Wedding Crashers.
I think Connor, one of his first things he said was, Ma, the meatloaf.
Yes.
I was like, I literally walked into your kitchen. I'm like, did your 2-year-old just quote Wedding Crashers? He did.
Sure did. There we go. This is who he's growing up around. So yes, we're doing Stick right now, which is we're only a couple episodes in, but it's really good. It's very good. Very inspirational.
I hear it's a lot like Ted Lasso. Did you guys
you know
watch?
What? Yes, it definitely has some Ted Lasso vibes, which is good, which we loved. Yeah. That was such a good, it was a good one. So
I do also have to say, because last episode, Anthony was a little sad that I didn't mention that we watched Superman.
Mm. And you liked it.
We loved it.
Okay,
your mom hated it.
This is so funny. So we're sitting in the yard and mom was like, that was the worst movie I've ever seen. She slept during it.
You know why? She's comparing it to like the Superman of when we were kids.
Right.
It's so different.
Right.
They're it's going evolved a different so direction. Much. And they are. She's right. It's becoming DC is trying to keep up with Marvel.
Right. Yeah, so, but definitely Wabi was not impressed by it. It was so funny.
How would you, there's a dog.
There is a dog.
How would you not like
it? What's the dog's name again?
Crypto.
Crypto.
He's so cute.
I mean, I love any type of show, movie with a dog in it. I'm in.
I genuinely thought I was going to be disappointed that Henry Cavill was Superman, because let's really be honest here. Henry Cavill is like
amazing,
gorgeous.
Yes,
I was like, I don't know. No, it can't be Henry Cavill. And I liked this guy. He did a really good job.
I feel like I have to watch it now because there's such controversial opinions on it within our group. So,
well, Anthony is a diehard Superman fan, and like. Anthony is Superman, like real nerdy, wears cape. <It's> Anthony.
So
I have to love Superman.
You have to love Superman. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to have to watch it. It's only in the movies though, right?
Right now.
Yeah.
Wait until it comes out. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Are you reading anything?
Okay. So now that I'm working on my course, I have spiraled away from my fiction book. I literally abandoned it. Because I have bookshelves and bookshelves of all the books that I've read over 10 years that have helped and served me in so many ways. There are post-it notes, there are books, there are highlighters. My office is like a bomb went off of it in terms of personal development books, and I'm having so much fun. So I'm actually diving back in, rereading stuff to pull different ideas for things that I'm going to be teaching, and I'm loving it. I'm also reorganizing all my books.
We are such nerds.
We are such nerds.
I am reading a fiction book at night right now, but during the day, I'm rereading Crystal's books. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm rereading Living Well with Gastroparesis. So I have my highlighter out. Yes. Underline. Actually, I was so intensely into it today that our cat, Mara, came over and started biting my pen. Like, Mom, please stop working. This is annoying.
This is too much for summer.
She could not handle it.
That's so funny. I know. We are such teachers. That's just who we are.
Can't help it.
And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to do these things.
It's not
like work to us. It's stuff that brings us joy.
I know. Nerds at heart. That's what teachers are.
Love it. Love it.
All right.
All right. Well, that's all we got for you this week.
Yes.
So thank you for tuning in. We, of course, always appreciate likes, follows, and reviews wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And you can find us at I've Got Guts Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. And you can email us at ivegotgutspodcast@gmail.com.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.